It's hard to say who created jazz. And the debate over who started rock and roll has been going on for years. But there's one thing the music community can agree on. The father of bluegrass is Bill Monroe. And his Gibson F5 mandolin served him well for over 50 years. This past week, the Monroe family sold what many consider to be the most important instrument in country music history. It went for over $1 million to the newly endowed Bill Monroe Foundation, based in Monroe's birthplace of Racine, Kentucky. Campbell Mercer is the executive director. He's on the phone. Hi, Mr. Mercer.
Howdy.
There were a lot of other strong contenders for this mandolin, the Smithsonian, the Country Music Hall of Fame. How did you get the inside track?
I knew when I became the executive director that if we were going to have the definitive Bill Monroe Museum, we would have to have that. In talking to Bill's son, James Monroe, we were talking about James' upcoming appearance on our national TV show that comes out of Racine. And anyway, he said, "Well, I want to come on your TV show, but I don't want it to conflict with the date of the auction." And I said, "What auction?" He said, "Well, I'm going to auction Daddy's mandolin this spring through Sotheby's." And I said, "We need to come talk to you." And I gave him a down payment out of my own checking account.
Hmm. This mandolin has had its own adventures, I understand.
Oh, you're not kidding. That mandolin has had a hard life. In the late 80s, an intruder broke into Bill Monroe's home and smashed two of his Lloyd Lore mandolins. And mandolin master craftsman from Gibson named Charlie Darrington actually took the splinters and matched them together, glued them together with tweezers. Mm. One of the things that made it hard on Charlie is the wood from the two different mandolins was all mixed together in the same bag. And when Bill Monroe and the police gathered the pieces, there were splinters from two different mandolins. Bill was very glad to get the mandolin back, and actually has recorded with it since that incident.
And how important, then, is it for this mandolin to remain in Racine, Kentucky?
It's critical. The mandolin either needs to stay in the Monroe family, or it needs to be in the birthplace of bluegrass music, where people can come from all over the world and enjoy it forever.
Campbell Mercer is the executive director of the Bill Monroe Foundation in Racine, Kentucky. Mr. Mercer, congratulations and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Blue moon up, Kentucky, keep on shining.